weren't Granny's, Abner. I believe that was our ring.
Well, it might not have been, but it sure sounded like it to me. Won't you answer it? I'll find out.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store.
Yeah.
This is Lyman Abner. Yes, it's Lyman Abner, radio's most beloved character, presented by the American Broadcasting Company in a series of quarter-hour programs recalling the amazing tales of the fabulous entrepreneurs of the Jot 'em Down Store and all their Pine Ridge friends. And now for the warm, wonderful humor of Lyman Abner, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, folks. This is Dick Huddleston. Well, sir, Lum thought he had a way to get out of his mistaken engagement with Lulu Watts when he discovered that a mill hand, Knuckle Strope, was secretly in love with Lulu and leaving town because he figured he didn't have a chance to win her. And Lum sent Cedric out to tell Knuckles to stay and fight for his girl. Well, Knuckles took it literally and now planning to fight Lum. Lum went into hiding and Abner is alone in the store as someone enters.
Well, how do you do, sir?
How do you do?
What can we do for... Wait just a minute. What are you doing with them whiskers on, Lum?
Dad's blaming. How'd you know this was me?
Well, on account of you look like you, I reckon. What are them whiskers for? You going to be in a show or something?
A show?
Yeah. Who's putting it on? The Lodge?
Of course not. I'm just doing this for Knuckle Strokes.
Knuckle Strokes? Doggies, he sure has got you buffaloed. Make me put on a special show for him.
I ain't putting a special show on for him. This is just a disguise so as he won't know me when he sees me.
Well, natural. You're supposed to dress up and stuff. Again, you're in a show. What kind of a feller are you in it, Lum? A villain?
Of course I ain't.
Well, now, Lum, with that get-up you got on, I don't think you'd make a good hero. What's the name of the show?
For goodness sakes, Abner, try to understand this. I'm just wearing these whiskers so his Knuckles won't find me and beat me up. That's all. Since Cedric went and told him that he ought to stay and fight for Lulu, he's been looking for me.
Well, Lum, you told Cedric to tell Knuckles that.
I know it, but I didn't mean Knuckles ought to fight me. I just meant that he ought to go and tell Lulu he's in love with her and maybe he could win her back.
Oh.
He ain't never even spoke to her that I know of.
No, I know him. Well, was you over to the Watts' last night?
Well, I had to go over there for a while, yeah. Or I'd have had Lulu and her brother Packrat both after me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like no matter which way I turn, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, just looks like they got you coming or going.
And get into the dead blamedest messes.
I'll amen that. I don't know how you do it, Lum, but you can do it all day.
Well, I don't try to. I've got somebody around here that helps me right smart, I'll tell you that.
Who?
You, that's who.
I never had nothing to do with this now, Lum. You baked that loaf of bread. You put the locket in it, not me.
Yeah, but you was the one that wrapped all the loaves so they looked alike.
Well, I never meant to do it. I seen the one there, blue ribbon. I just decided you want them all rocked that away, so that's what I done.
Well, too late now. No use crying over spilt milk.
Huh?
I say there's no...
Have you spilt milk where?
No, for goodness sake.
Oh, Lum, that wasn't you. You mean back there on the floor at little saucer? The cat kicked that over.
Well,
I set it down there first.
That's fine. I'm glad to hear.
It wasn't you, Lum. That ain't none of your trouble.
I'm sorry I said anything about spilt milk. I wasn't actually talking about spilt milk.
Well, that's what that is.
It's spilt milk. I'm glad you straightened me out on it.
Yeah, good. It's a good thing you got
me
here.
Shut up, will you? Just tired of hearing that yapping of yours.
Yes, sir.
Here I am engaged to Lulu Watson, going to have to fist fight everybody in town.
Well, don't fist fight me.
All I want to do is just stay here in this little old store and sell canned tomatoes and sorghum and stuff. Can't live my own life.
Well, just to wonder if Knuckles didn't come looking for you over there at the Watts' last night. He was in here after you scun out of here yesterday looking for you. Sounded awful mad. Showed me his muscles and all that.
Maybe he did go over there. I don't know. I made off like I was sick and went home early. Hid up in the attic. Practice putting on this disguise here.
Oh, yeah. Practicing for the show, huh?
For goodness sakes, Abner, there ain't going to be no show.
They ain't? What's the matter? Was it called off?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's right. They called it off.
Dad, blame it. I know Elizabeth and little Pearl would have loved to saw that. Elizabeth just loves shows. Was it a sad show, Lon? She loved to cry. And it's a shame they called it off after you spent all that time rehearsing for it. Bless your heart. Bless your little heart, Lum, old boy.
Abner, I never done no rehearsing for a show or nothing else. The reason I got this set of whiskers on is so Knuckles won't recognize me. I told you I don't want to fist fight him.
Well, Lum, why don't you fight him and get it over with?
Are you crazy or something? I wouldn't want to fist fight Knuckles Strokes. Wouldn't want to take advantage of him.
You take advantage of him?
Well, sure. He's liable to kill me, and then he'd have that on his conscience the rest of his life. I wouldn't want to do that to him.
No, no.
Wait a minute, Abner. Grannies, I believe I'm getting a idea.
What you looking at me for?
If I could make it look like Knuckles had beat me up and then...
Look like? Lum, that ain't going to be hard to do. Just one whop and I dog his
voice. Hang up a minute, Abner. Where can I find Knuckles now?
Well, now, the way I understand it, all you got to do is just wait right here and he'll find you.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, sure. He's out gunning for you. Or fisting for you, whatever you call it.
Well, when he gets here, I'm going to have a little talk with him.
Well, you'll have to talk awful fast. You better practice talking and hollering back over your shoulder. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe you can sort of hold him off till I tell him my proposition.
Me hold him off? Now, just a minute, Lum. Well,
you can use that baseball bat we got around here.
Lum, I want to tell you something. Right now, I ain't getting mixed up in this thing. In no way.
Now, wait a minute, Ab. Recollect that time when you were sick and I...
Oh, Lum, that again.
Well, I stood by you in time of need, didn't I?
Lum, you come over there and ask me how I was. You made it sound like you saved my life. Might now wish I'd have died so you'd stop throwing it up to me.
Well, now, listen.
All right. What's this proposition you're going to tell him?
Well, I'll just... tell him that if he goes real light on me, don't hurt me none, well, I'll let him win the fight, and that'll make him a hero with Lulu, and then she'll marry him.
What if he don't want to do that?
Oh, he's bound to. He's got to have some sense in that muscle head of his.
I don't know. Any feller that would deliberate choose Lulu Watts for his girl ain't showing much sense, I'll say that for him.
Well, I'm pretty sure that after I explain it to him. Wait a minute, there comes Cedric up out there. Maybe he'll know where Knuckles is at.
Yeah, maybe you can get Cedric to hold Knuckles off while you're explaining all this junk to him, Lum, instead of me. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Abner.
Hey, Cedric, you know where Knuckles Strokes is at? Lum wants to see him.
Yes, Mom, I know where he's at. Fact is, I just seen him a few minutes ago. He was heading over this way to see you, Mr. Lum.
Well, good. I just hope my plan works before his does.
Reckon how soon he'll get here, Cedric.
Well, I don't know now. Pack Rat's watch stopped him, and they're over there by the barbershop talking. Least days they was when I left.
Talking? What about?
Near as I could figure out, Pack Rat told him not to come over here and see you.
He did?
Yes, boy. He said, he said he was going to protect you.
Oh, for goodness sake.
My dog, that was sure thought of you, old Pack Rat. Never knowed he liked you that much, Lum.
Oh, he must like Mr. Lum all right, because he was saying some awful nice things about you. Said you was his future brother-in-law, and he weren't going to let nothing happen to you.
Well, good for Pack Rat.
Well, what's good about that? He's just ruining my whole van, don't you see that?
Huh?
Pack Rat said you was the nicest feller in this whole town, Mr. Lum.
Oh, that underhanded little varmint. I oughtn't to let him get away with a thing like that.
Pack Rat told Knuckles to stay away from Lulu or he'd make mincemeat out of him.
Well, how'd Knuckles take all this?
Mom,
what happened after Pack Rat told him that?
Well, I don't know.
Don't know? You were there, weren't you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, but when Pack Rat mentioned mincemeat, I started getting hungry, so I come over here to get a jar of peanut butter.
Oh, law.
Chunk style. That's my favorite, chunk style.
Yeah, we know.
Hey, Mr. Long, you sure need a shave.
No, I don't. These are just false whiskers, Cedric. I forgot to add them on.
Yeah, Lum's going to be in a show, Cedric.
I am not.
Oh, that's right. They called it off.
It just looks like everybody and everything's again.
Well, now, don't worry, Lum. Maybe they'll get up another show and you can be in there.
I don't mean that. I mean about my plan with Knuckles getting ruined. Now, all I can do is marry Lulu. Pack Rat's bound to force me into it after standing up for him and all. I can see right now he ain't taking no chances on losing me for a brother-in-law.
Well, long as he admires you so much, Lum, it oughtn't to be so bad.
Oh, he's just thinking about being able to get into that candy case free. That's all he says.
He'll do it. He does it enough as it is, I'll tell you that right now.
Maybe I'm going to need these false whiskers after all. Maybe I can sneak out of town.
Yeah, or maybe... hey, wait a minute. There comes old Grandpappy Spears hot-footing it up out there. Hey, howdy, Grandpap. What you rushing around about?
Hey, Jiminy, you fellas sure missed it.
Missed what?
Oh, the best seven-legged one fight I saw in 6 years. pack rat watch and some pigeon-toed critter from Walt Bates' sawmill.
Oh, that poor old Knuckles.
You know how stout that little pack rat is?
Yeah.
I'd rather not hear any more about it, Grandpa.
Well, what happened, Grandpa?
Well, sir, about 3 good socks and it was all over. There he was, stretched out colder than a pigeon-toed cucumber.
Oh, me poor Knuckles. That pack rat ought to be ashamed of himself.
Yes, he ought to, getting whipped so quick. I thought he could fight better than that.
Wait a minute. You mean Knuckles win the fight?
Why, sure. He looked like a mad bull, stomped around there with fire in his eyes. Tore out of there, said he had some other business to take care of.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what he meant by that.
Well, we do. He's after you for sure now, Lum.
Yeah, in his condition, he ain't going to listen to reason either.
Oh, I know it. I know it. There ain't no telling what he'll do. No, but I wish that pack rat could have won the fight.
Yeah,
hey, wait a minute. Was that our ring?
I don't know. Now, listen, you fellas, you got to help me.
I'll get it. Hello, jot him down,
Thor. Barricade the doors.
Oh, yeah, Knuckles. I see. You want to get Lum, huh?
I knowed it.
Hey, Lum, get out from behind that counter. Knuckles just wants you because you're justice of the peace.
Huh?
He's over at Lulu's and they want you to marry him. So get them whiskers off and get on over there.
Well, all's well that ends well, they say. But it's with deep regret that we come to the end of this series of daily quarter-hour visits with our good friends Lum and Abner, who brightened our days and warmed our hearts with their wonderful stories of life in Pine Ridge. And now this is Bill Ewing returning you once more to Pine Ridge for a final word from Lum and Abner.
Well, Lum, I reckon we better start packing.
Yeah, better do it, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure is hard to say goodbye to all our friends. Everybody that's listened to us, wrote to us and all.
Yeah. Just seems like they're all part of our own family.
Well, there, you might say.
Yeah. They all wrote and told us that they wish we could get a sponsor so we could stay on the air.
Yeah, even promised to buy whatever we're selling.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not enough of them wrote. See, lots of folks just sort of leave it up to the other fella, you know.
Yeah. Folks, we know you're listening, but evidently these sponsors don't. So if every one of you'd write the American Broadcasting Company in care of the station you're listening to, I believe you'd prove to them that we've got enough friends to where we could keep on visiting with you every day.
Yeah, tell your friends to write, too. Get them all to write in.
Yeah, you know, we had some mighty nice fellas helping us around the Jot 'em Down store, too.
Yeah, I'm going to write, too, though. We just thought about it.
So Bill Ewing there, who kept wanting to see what's going on down in Pine Ridge every day.
Yeah. Sure, if one fella I ever known.
And old Dwight Hauser, sitting up there in that glass booth there, always trying to get us to open up the store and close it on time.
Yeah, old Carl Lorenz, twisting them dials in there, trying to make us sound halfway human.
And Bob Connellan, who kept trying to open the door before we went through it. Generally made it, too.
Old Scrappy Lambert, brought us candy. Old Roz Rogers, old Carl Herzinger, who bring us that junk that they call scripts, I believe he said it was.
Yes, sir, Abner, we got a lot of wonderful friends. And of all of our friends listening in, we want to thank you for being so nice to us. And we hope we'll see you again soon. God bless every one of you. Come on, Abner.
I'm coming. So long, folks. Better say it nice, because this is your last chance.
Yes, sir. Gosh, this is sad. Lum and Abner has saved you from Pine Ridge.
Transcribed, this is ABC Radio Network.